This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather an old man who's always in the shower when you want to shower, so you have to shower together, or a camera in your toilet that you're not sure where it's broadcasting to? That is a tough one.
Weird.
Yeah.
Both are very weird.
Have you got any questions about either scenario, Amber?
Is the old man friendly? Don't say racist.
I was going to say he's mostly friendly with flashes of racism.
I don't want to see anyone's junk. Oh, drats.
He's got some thoughts on women's roles as well.
Don't want to hear that. I certainly...
I'm so happy with today's scenarios.
All right.
Yep. Or a camera in your toilet that you don't know where it's broadcasting to.
What if I avoided my toilet?
No.
I could wee in my housemate's ensuite.
Nope, there's one in there as well.
Well, that's just unfair for my housemate.
I know.
Oh.
You dragged him into this scenario, Amber. I didn't.
Look, everyone knows what happens in a toilet.
Yes. But some people really enjoy it. And you don't know who those people are.
Well, yeah.
Is it going to one dude in his basement? Is it being broadcast on a big screen in Japan?
For like the Truman Show vibe. I'm going to go with camera in the toilet.
Really?
I don't want to hear from some naked old man in my shower.
That you should be cooking him dinner.
That's right. Do you know me at all?
Yeah, but that's why I thought your anxiety might get the better of you with you looking at the camera every time you poop.
Yeah, I'd just start messing with him. Yeah.
Now I want to know what you do to mess with him. That's weird. Amber, we were standing out the front of work yesterday,
mm-hmm.
waiting for this beautiful town of ours to inspire us to for something to talk about today.
Yeah.
We looked over the road from the station. We saw the old, empty Video Easy building. All the signage has been taken off. And it's a sad reminder that Video Easy isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
It's a different time and, unfortunately, no more video shops in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now...
It's a big shop.
It's a very big shop. But we got discussing what should go there. Because you and I are very selfish. We want something we can use.
Absolutely.
So
something snacky.
Something snacky was where we were thinking. But it is a massive building.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. What would you like to see go in the old Video Easy building?
Ooh, and we popped it up on our Facebook page. And you have some thoughts, Sunraysia.
Also, we may have an eating epidemic because everyone wants something that's all you can eat. Like Pizza Hut, Lazy Moe's, just anything all you can eat. Sizzler.
Let's keep in mind that good old Domino's is sharing that land as well.
Yep.
So, and Pizza Hut's already been here and failed, so probably
surprised.
Not Pizza Hut.
I'll be surprised if it's Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
My suggestion, and it's definitely a front runner on the page, is Nando's.
Oh,
how good is Nando's and how good would it go in this town?
Absolutely.
What do you reckon, Amberino?
I saw a comment, which I can't find now, was a pancake parlour.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pancake parlour is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Are they the ones that are open 24 hours?
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure they are quite often open. Very close to 20, if not very late.
That means
we
could go and get pancakes right now.
Yeah.
If there was a pancake parlour there, that's awesome.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning, so like most places are pretty open by now that serve food, Amber.
No, they're not.
Look,
how dare you?
You're not going to get a Palmer, don't get me wrong, but you'd be able to get breakfast from a cafe.
Michael says that he'd like a brothel there.
Would you, Michael?
He's sick of going across the bridge to New South Wales to go to the brothel. Wants one here. The rules are different in Victoria, Michael. Sorry, mate.
Sorry to disappoint. Is that a big building for a brothel? Is it a small building for a brothel?
Don't know.
I'm not sure. 13, 12, 16.
I've never been into a brothel.
How big's it a brothel, but I'm really not sure. Hey, give us a call. 13, 12, 16. What would you like to see go into the Video Easy building?
Hooters.
Hooters?
Yeah.
They do some good wings.
Yeah, Travis says Hooters or Sizzler.
Travis.
Very American, though, isn't it?
Sizzler's been in Australia.
Okay.
It's another all-you-can-eat one.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16.
We're speculating what would be wonderful to go over the road in the Video Easy building here on 15th Street. I'd love to see a Nando's. Love me some Peri Peri, Amber.
I saw a wonderful suggestion on our Facebook page. And, of course, you could join the conversation anytime. Hit 99.5 Sunraysia on Facebook. Leave your thoughts. Someone suggested a pancake parlour.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
Sunraysia's never seen one of them.
No, but we're loving your calls on 13, 12, 16. Aaron joins us. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. Yeah, good. Good. Well, keeping dry.
That's the way. That's the way. What would you like to see go in the Video Easy building over the road on 15th?
Well, firstly, I want a second Hooters. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that's gotten full support, mate.
A second Hooters, did you say?
What do you mean a second? Where's the first?
No, no, I seconded.
You seconded.
Oh, good.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, no, on board.
Would this be if...
And I just love the idea of the controversy and just... You would be the first, I think, in Australia to have one. Don't quote me on that. But,
yeah.
You know, we'll make the papers nationally.
Yeah, put Mildura on the map. First Hooters in Australia.
Yeah.
Full support.
There's plenty of good Hooters in town too, I reckon, to, you know, to work there.
All right, this is taking a controversial turn. I was just going to say they've got nice wings because I genuinely believe that.
But anything in there would be different. I see it at a restaurant, but everyone wants an Aldi. Let's just shove an Aldi in there, make it fit.
Yeah. Aaron for mayor. You've got so many good ideas, buddy.
Yeah, definitely. Theatre, restaurant, there is a lot of performers in this town.
We are very lucky, yeah.
Yeah, so that could be an option as well.
Yeah, talking to two performers right now.
Oh, and you are, Aaron, aren't you?
Mate, I like to just hide in my little studio wherever possible. I like to not think about the audience. It makes me nervous. Thanks for your call, mate.
No worries.
Naughty or sporty at 6:40. Okay. That's what we're doing right now. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Interesting take for an R&B Friday edition.
Yeah, that was a literal last second guess one. I was along for the ride as much as anyone on that one.
What do we got today?
I kid you not, for the second time this week, we got a sporty.
No way.
I know.
This never happens.
Sporty, Amber.
All right.
Okay, here's the scene. Yeah. Young lady, she wants to go for a round of golf where she is in Montana. Mm. She's visiting the town. She's like, what a gorgeous golf course. Let me get out and have a swing.
Gonna go have a swing.
She gets to the first hole and she swiftly decides this isn't the day she wants to go for a hit. Mm. She runs back to the clubhouse and like, I demand a refund. I don't want to play on your golf course. They're like, you didn't even swing. Have you seen the third hole? There's a beautiful lake there, man-made. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, lady, why don't you commit?
She's like, yeah, I'm sure there is. I don't really want to tussle with the bear on the first hole, though, to get there.
No.
There was a grizzly bear on the golf course.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, just a refund, please. That'll be fine. They're like, oh, yeah, that bear's not meant to be there. You can have your refund, and we're going to call Fishing and Gaming and see if we can get that big guy relocated.
How would you be?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
terrified.
I mean, we don't have bears here.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
That's... so scary. I remember when I was in Yosemite in America.
Yep.
We're just like walking around a national park and there was always signs like, look out for like bears and stuff. And we were like, if we see a bear, we are three Australian girls. We're not going to know what to do with a bear.
But I think because you're Australian that you're really hardcore with animals.
Nah.
Because like I stayed in a national park when I was over there and they're like, oh yeah, make sure you lock your food up because
your
of
bear
bears.
Box.
And that sort of stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, are you serious? There's bears? They're like, y'all Australian, you'll be fine. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Bears. No, we don't do them.
I know to avoid snakes. That's about it.
Spiders
I don't
and
know what to do with a freaking bear.
Yeah, that's hectic.
The bear was relocated, not harmed. Everyone
Good.
Was fine. And she never played golf again.
He was just snacky.
He was just snacky.
He was looking for a snack. And thankfully, it wasn't that young lady playing golf.
Yeah, no, that was, that's, oh God, that's terrifying.
No.
That's today's sporty. At 6:40.
Wow.
Don't ask me why, but I was watching Love Island last night.
Hmm.
It's...
Were your hands tied behind your back so that you couldn't touch the remote? Or...
It was not a wonderful experience, and I hope to not do it again too soon. But something happened on it that I did wish to talk about today.
Okay, so is Love Island just a heap of single pretty people go to an island and bang, or...?
I think so.
All right.
Don't quote me on that.
All right.
They're all awful people, though. That is one thing I did notice. And every time I was learning something about the gentlemen on this show, I hated them all and thought, these guys are just the worst humans on the planet.
So the guys specifically? The
Look,
guys?
Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't a big fan of the women either, to be honest. But still, let's talk about the guys for now. All because right. I thought... none of them could get any worse.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a new guy roll up.
Ooh.
And my goodness. So it starts.
Everyone got real territorial?
No, nothing like that. It was just first you look at him and the first thing you think is he's the spitting image of Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Ah, okay.
And I wish that's where it ended.
Okay.
This gentleman's name is Jackson.
Oh, like with an X?
With an X, Amber! Oh,
shut the front door.
He does prefer to go by Jax, Amber. You're spot on. He also...
That's fake. That's not a real name.
Oh,
that's
Amber.
Not his real name.
Wait for this.
Oh.
So he's a spitting image of Jax. His name is Jax. He has a full back tattoo...
Don't do it.
...of the Sons of Anarchy logo.
What a tosser.
I saw it, I'm like... Amber is going to love/hate everything about this.
I do. I hate everything about that. I wish I saw it.
Oh, man. Now you've
Without, got to... I'm not giving them a rating. How dare you?
Maybe you can download it illegally on the internet. I think you get a pass with this one. Because you have got to see this guy. But then he's telling all the girls what a great guy he is, of course. And he's like, oh, they said, have you cheated in relationships? Like, nope, never cheat. I never cheat. I am a true misogynist. And then I've just gone, what? I think he means monogamous. So not only do I hate him, he's also dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, leave the conversation for the grown-ups, okay,
yeah,
guys?
That's right. Again, seen, not heard, mate.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.